Hey guys, welcome to the End of All Hope recap episode. I will play host. My name is Robert Lamb, creator of End of All Hope, and with me today is Hope Ennis.
I play Ava. Just say
hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm Ava.
Hi. Just say hi.
I play Ava.
And then Adam Jetmore.
Hi, I'm Jay. I mean, I feel like you could have set us up with the characters.
Well, I was going to like afterwards, but she already said.
I'm always uncomfortable in every situation ever. So yeah. Here we are.
Yeah, you're so used to doing voiceovers that doing an actual podcast where we just talk is
true.
Weird.
I haven't been in just like a podcast in a while.
It's been a while since we've done an actual podcast. Yeah. But now we don't do them here at Seven Lamb Productions, really, because this is a new production company that specializes in audio dramas, guys.
Dun, dun,
yeah,
dun.
I knew that.
This used to be End of All Hope, for people who didn't know, who just started to listen to it recently, used to be under Shark Dropper Studios.
Boo.
suck.
which was the company, I guess you could say, like, that I was working for and Adam was a part of before. But it changed.
The fracture.
We lost some people and we redid
some
it.
People.
The great splitting.
Yeah. Now it's something completely different. Now it's Seven Lamb Productions. I had to go back and re-edit the first like 8 episodes of End of
Take
All Hope.
Take out any of the voices that those people
that
were
they,
in.
That they did. And
did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I went back and there's a couple things which we'll talk about now. I went back and
talk about right now.
Yeah, there's no structure to this.
Yeah.
So
we're already off
don't
the fucking rails.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
So when End of All Hope started, it released in 2015 and we were Shark Dropper Studios, and when we changed to Seven Lamb Productions, which is just like a couple months ago, I had to go back and fix everything. So I took out the intro that was like Shark Dropper Presents and changed it with Seven Lamb. But then I also, which I didn't realize at first, was the music I was using to edit End of All Hope wasn't royalty free for podcasts.
Oops.
It was I don't want to mention the website where I got it from because
no,
we weren't supposed to
don't.
Use it.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we were supposed
don't.
Well, it's weird because like he offered his music for everything, like YouTube videos, skits, websites, all that kind of stuff. But he's like, but not podcasts, because podcasts are just too difficult. And I don't know what he meant by that. I didn't really read up on it too much. But I didn't see that when I first started editing End of All Hope. So I guess I just glossed over it, or maybe he added it later. But then I was like, ah, oh, crap, I need to go back.
I thought that was that other person that we're not going to name.
No.
No?
Who? Wait, mouth it again? No.
Oh,
that was, yeah, that's something different.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that off the air.
That's a case of bitch.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought it was.
No. This was, because End of All Hope was the first audio drama that I decide, like that I was editing, which I'm not an audio editor. I had to like kind of figure it out along the way. But Seven Lamb Productions has several other audio dramas that we do too, and those were edited by another person that ended up leaving Shark Dropper. So now I just had to kind of learn how to edit,
gotcha.
And then get people to help me edit, like Adam and a couple other people, and now we just took it all under the umbrella of Seven Lamb, and that's how, you know, we're producing End of All Hope now. But End of All Hope like did start in 2015, which is 2 years ago, mm-hmm. almost 3 years ago. Well, no, let me think.
No, because like I think it came out around October, because
yeah.
I remember being in New York for my friend's wedding.
Yeah, it was like
when,
late.
When the first episode came out.
Yeah, but still, like 2 years then. The first year it was like 4 episodes, but that was because I was trying to learn how to edit. And then last year, just because of a lot of stuff that happened,
let's just call
a lot
it
of
Shark
out.
Dropper.
Yeah, a lot of Shark Dropper related stuff happened, so we didn't get it out as often as we wanted to. But then this past couple months, I was releasing them every 2 weeks, trying to wrap up season one so we could get it out and start. Because people were emailing and commenting on Twitter and stuff saying, hey, when's the next episode coming out? And I'm like, oh.
Positive reviews.
Yeah, it's been four months since the last episode, which is a long time to wait for a 10-minute episode. So,
and I promise you, those were not all dummy accounts I made.
Oh, yeah. Adam, just you really loved the show, and you just wanted to hear more of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. No, I needed to come in and record more lines.
Listen, we
needed
wanted
to get those episodes out so I can record the next one.
Well, we wanted to get, like, you know, the tens of downloads.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just the two to three. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, but actually it did spike once we got on a schedule. So I'm like, we need to do that.
And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It tripled in numbers when I released two episodes within 2 weeks. I was like, okay, I need
to
do this
start
more
three?
Often. Yeah, yeah. So it went to three. Okay. Yeah, so it was great. It was great. We're hoping to double that and maybe get six downloads by next week.
Nice.
With this episode, I'm hoping to really, you know, behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, this will...
people love that shit. Mm-hmm.
I watched all the DVD commentaries and
definitely
bonus features.
Yeah, I don't even watch movies. I just watch the bonus features.
I don't watch DVD commentary, but I do like bonus features.
Did you ever watch DVD commentary? Like, have you ever watched one?
I don't think so.
I think I maybe tried once, or I've watched a couple of the like bloopers or deleted scenes or something like that. And I'm like, no, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, well, when I was younger and DVDs were like new thing and they had all the bonus, I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I used to watch it like all the time. Even the commentary, I watch it.
Me.
But now I just
like
don't have time for it.
Knowing why character or like why something like that happens. So sometimes, but I just like Google it now.
No.
Like, why did this? Why did this actor?
And I guess that makes sense.
IMDb,
That makes sense for you since you are so into film.
Yeah. I mean, like,
for me, I'm like, I don't give a shit what David Yates or whoever directed Harry Potter 4 had to say about the Goblet of Fire
or what are you saying? Like,
why they chose that trophy design?
Well, I've watched like commentary too, and some of the commentary is just like sometimes there's just they're not saying anything; they're just watching the movie for a little bit, and I'm just like, all right, well,
I remember that day. Yeah, it was really cold.
But then there are those rare commentaries where everybody just gets like trashed during it, and you're like, this is madness, and I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't like when they have too many people on the commentary, which is why I only chose three people for this episode of End of All Hope, just because I didn't want too many people. Plus, like, I mean, the more important people are here right now. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm kidding. Kidding. Now, Nick, who voices Mark, and actually our friend Jenny, who voices Serena, were supposed to be here too, but they just couldn't make it.
Dedicated. Whatever.
They don't
shark dropper.
Yeah, shark dropper related
we're
shit. No, it's you know what? That's okay. They obviously don't care about this production and they don't want to be a part of it. And this is why I'm writing them out
from
don't
my
say
editing.
Anything and see if they listen.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, that's why I killed off Jenny's character. I was like, your heart's not in it. Your heart's not in it.
I think it's pretty safe to assume that this whole thing is a spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'll just say that. Spoiler alert, we're going to talk about the whole... I mean, hopefully you're not listening to this before you listen to it.
Yeah, but if you are, well...
That's your fault.
Hopefully you don't mind what's ahead.
Some people do it, though, because it's like on the top of the iTunes chart. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they'll listen to the latest one that came out, and it'll be this, and then they'll be like... What are they talking about?
Well, read it first. See what it is.
Yeah, there'll be a description. Yeah.
Well, hit pause now. Go back, read the description.
Yeah.
And then proceed.
Yeah. There you go. Piece of cake.
Yeah. Then it's up to you.
Do what you want. If you want to be a rebel and listen to this first, do it.
Yeah. Work backwards. Mm-hmm. Listen to it backwards. I actually wrote it, so it's kind of like Memento.
Yeah.
In fact,
no, you didn't.
Yeah. Scrub backwards the whole time. Listen to it completely in reverse.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you play The Wizard of Oz during this podcast, you can't hear this podcast. I don't know if you guys.
I was like, what were you going to say?
I mean, you could.
I mean, maybe.
It depends on
if you have headphones on.
Yeah.
You can listen to it.
Or you mute the TV.
Yeah. Either one.
Bluetooth speaker.
I'm just saying, if you're listening
to 2017, like Robert.
There's a lot
of
options.
My sound system actually has two zones where I could play something from the TV and something else in zone two. So
maybe it matches up. If this podcast had to match up with one movie while you're watching it,
send
which
us
one would
$100.
Be? I thought I was going to ask you which.
Oh, I thought people were going to test it, and if that was correct, they were going to all send us
$100. All right, that's true. If you can find a movie that this links up to very well, then...
send us $100.
Yeah. Send us money. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, but...
I thought that was a movie. I was like, I've never heard of that. Send us $100.
So what movie would sync up with this?
I don't know.
That was your question.
That was
your question.
My question to you.
That's why I was just trying to get some focus back to this.
Yeah. There's not focus. Yeah. There's not focus on this.
We're like a little metal puddle. Like,
I wrote down.
I'm just going to abandon that secret world of Alex Mack joke right now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Because no one knows what that is.
I wrote a list down of all the things that we were going to talk about in this podcast, but we're kind of just jumping around anyway. Yeah.
Let me see.
Who cares?
You know what? I'm going to say the original, the very first, I think it came out in, God, what year did that movie come out?
Which one?
the Mighty Morphin, the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers with 95, Ivan Ooze.
95, I think.
Spoiler.
That sounds.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good. Like, that was my inspiration for this.
Yeah.
This show.
I really felt the only thing missing from this was gigantic, ooze, but robotic dinosaurs.
Yeah.
That could form together.
And honestly, season one, so.
Well.
There could be.
I
don't want to just like.
I haven't ended all hope yet.
Oh, there you go. Which, you know what? I do want to say that the title is End of All Hope. Our lead character is named Hope.
I asked you if you did it on purpose, and you said no.
I didn't. I didn't do that on purpose.
I don't believe him, though.
No, I really didn't. I think that's he's a liar.
Did you write this knowing that you're going to ask me to be the lead?
No. I mean, I wrote it first, and then I was like,
Did you already have a title when you asked
me? I'm pretty sure I already had the title before I asked you.
So I think that you were like, you know what?
Subconsciously, but it wasn't probably. Like something that like I was like, oh, this will be cool. Like, I'll be like a rock star.
When I explain that to people, they're like, it's about, I'm like, no, it's not about me.
I know. It's kind of weird. Like. I just like that title. I remember like listing a bunch of titles and just kind of like trying to come up with something.
I wonder if people are ever like, that's weird.
End of All Hope, and then Ava starring Hope Ennis. Yeah, I don't know.
That's 100% the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I think it's a cool title.
I think it's a cool title too.
Yeah. Okay.
I just think that you were like.
I really didn't like.
I want Hope to do this. Let me put her as a title. Maybe.
You just told us you know five girls and you
went
with Hope.
That's true. Yeah. That's
true. Thank you.
Why did I cast you? I remember you were.
Hold on.
I was going to say, because you starred in another podcast that we did at Shark Dropper Studios, which is Stop Loving Her. You co-starred. You were one of the voices in it. And then I was like, oh, Hope's pretty good. Like, let's get her.
You have never given me a compliment.
Well, I don't like to do
Maybe
it.
Maybe that's because you berate him the whole time.
That's true.
You're recording.
He takes out what he says to me. And he like stares at me.
I hear it.
He stares at me when I record.
I stare at everybody when we record.
He stares at me too, to be fair.
But I'm not going to apologize.
Longingly. Listen, I know. Honestly, most of the bloopers are just Hope and me like going at it when we're recording.
Oh, I know.
It's just like so much. Yeah,
and you like stop to Google something to prove like your point or something.
All the times I hear you put Jay down, I'm just like, maybe I'm just going to leave this blooper in instead of a real line.
Listen, sorry, Ava and Jay, you're not that great.
That's true. Okay, so let's get into it really quick. End of All Hope is basically about these three characters that go to New York for a convention, and while there, a bunch of asteroids, meteors hit the Earth. They don't know what's going on. They panic. They get out of New York, and now they're forced to go from they find out that it's an alien invasion, and they're forced to try to go from New York to California.
I have a question. You said asteroids or meteors. Do you know which one it technically is?
It's technically
meteors.
Because
you had me questioning it a lot through that whole series.
I wrote down asteroids first. Like that, and I don't remember why. I picked that one specifically for some reason. I don't remember if it was because it was like from an old movie or something like that. I picked that one. But then like the more I wrote it, I was like, you know what? I don't know, like, if that's really the accurate term. And meteorite is when a piece of rock hits the Earth. It's called a meteorite. But I don't think you call it a meteorite when it's like,
if there's a meteor left, right?
Yeah, there you go. It just didn't feel right. You know what I mean? So So I just ended up calling them meteors after that because I think meteors are actually smaller. Asteroids are more like the bigger rocks, like huge, like end of the world type.
Well, I mean,
it could be.
You don't know. Some of those meteorites that hit these earths.
Yeah,
however
these
many
earths.
We have.
Yeah, well, we'll stick with this one
now. I feel like that could have been an 80s song.
These earths. Sounds like these eyes, but
yeah, there we go. Yeah. That's what I was looking for, and then I decided I was not going to try and.
You're
going
to drop it, yeah.
Yep, I was like, nope. I will just bail, and there will be silence. These Someone eyes. Can save me. Yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah. I mean, I just
meteors.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think I like kind of corrected.
I really derailed this again.
So
didn't
you
I?
Have no idea.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, that's why I changed it, and I actually like kind of worked it into the script, which is maybe I don't know if it's good writing or showing that I'm a bad writer, but I try to work it into the script.
Well, that's kind of funny because Jay's always the one questioning if it's a meteor.
Which I thought was kind of like funny, and that kind of like. It kind of coincided with Jade's character.
I just think of myself as the Hurley of End of All Hope.
You are
the voice of the people.
Very, very much, very much.
You're like the voice of the people, and you're kind of like, you're asking like the questions, like even if they're
that
like
no
dumb or even if they're like just out, like don't ask that question right now. Like if it's like, you just, like that character just does it. Jade's just like, I'm going to ask her or say this right now and shit like that. If something's happening and it seems dumb, he's going to point it out. Ava, what did you say about Ava, Hope? That you think she's kind of a...
I don't think she's kind of... I think Ava is a bitch. But but at first I didn't like her. I really didn't. But later on, I understand what it's like with being... She has to be the strong one and things like that. It's not her fault that they rely on her.
Right.
They like, she doesn't just like go up and say, this is what we're doing. They ask her what we're doing. Yeah. So
I mean, to be fair, she does just blatantly flip-flop her decision.
She very much does. And that's...
Without any prompting from anybody. She's just like, no, we're going to do this now. But aren't we going back
and
to
then
California?
She'll question
no, no, no.
It. And she'll question it.
But she does, like the way I tried to write her was that, like, she's... The reason why she flip-flops was usually, like, it was more of, like, a compassionate reason, like, helping those people, even though, you know, she's like, we got to get back. Like, oh, and Mark's like, well, let's not stop for people then. But then she's still, like, compassionate, and she, like, wanted to help them and stuff like that. Or, like, when she
was... early on in the cabin, too, she didn't know if she wanted to go. Like, she wanted to go, but she didn't know if she wanted to.
Right. I mean, yeah. There's, like, different... Well, what was the other time when she was in the quarantine zone? But that was more to find out what was going on. But again, she could have been like trying to like more get out of there rather than like researching what was going on and what the CDC and all these other people were saying. So that's kind of how I wrote her. But like not necessarily to be like a flip-flopper, but like to kind of have like a compassionate side. Like there's reasons from the most part of why she's doing the things she does. But I did kind of write her almost like to be kind of selfish though too.
She is very selfish. Yeah. That is something that I think that's clear.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean,
but Mark,
shit's
you
going
said,
down, you're going to care about yourself, I guess.
And you said Mark's kind of almost like a pushover.
He is. I like, he's my favorite character, but sometimes I'm like, just say no, or just stop asking. Just make a decision.
He doesn't have anyone else, though.
The end,
that's true.
He just stood at the car. He has Jay, and that was the whole spoiler. Yeah. If they were going to go back for Jay, and he stood there and waited, what was it, like a half an hour for her to decide? Like, you have a say what your opinion is, even if you don't want to be the one to say, I want to go or I want to go back for him. Have an opinion.
But it kind of seems like he likes Ava, so he's kind of like, you know.
But are girls attracted to that?
I don't know. Like, you're a girl. Answer it.
Okay, I'm not.
Okay. Well.
Like puppy dog and no.
I mean, not
now
even
you
that.
Know why
I don't want to be like railroaded, but I don't mind like.
But he can be
hard-headed.
If you
don't even have an opinion, if you don't even have an opinion, I don't understand.
I guess.
I mean,
I understand.
That's why there's so many virgins, though.
There you go.
But then again, like, but what we said, Mark is, Jay is Mark's friend. Why wouldn't he have an opinion on going back for him or not?
I mean, he kind of did. I mean, it was like.
No, he didn't.
That's true. He didn't. He was just like, I'll do whatever you want to do.
He did. We'll do whatever you want
to
do.
But he said that Jay's like a brother to me, but I'll still do whatever you want to do. Like, I mean, I think.
He's still got Ava. He don't care.
But he said, if that was your friend.
Okay, and honestly, when I was writing that scene, I was thinking to myself, like, I don't know what I would do. Like, it's kind of like putting it on.
I don't think anyone really knows what they would do.
Like, the place you just escaped got overrun. You have no idea if he's alive or not. And then it's like, do you want to go back to where there
was
hundreds?
I'm not mad at them for their decision. I'm just mad that he had no opinion on it.
Yeah,
that was more. Or at least weighed both options with her.
Right. Yeah, I kind of, like...
But he just was like, I'm going to stand right here. You let me know what we're doing.
Well, I think Ava and Mark are both like hard-headed. And I think it's just more that like Ava has control of like the situations better. Or at least takes control of them.
I think Mark stands up like about safety reasons, though. Like, he made a point that he was going in and getting a gun and in the shop and stuff like that. Like, he didn't like let her decide.
Yeah.
And that Jay was staying in the car.
Well, I guess that is the one decision that he did make.
Yeah.
I would say, and that, like, maybe...
I mean, everything else was just like... Well, I guess that's, you know, because even when they stopped at the hotel after they got Serena and Riley, she was just like, well, I don't want to stop, but do you guys want to stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess she didn't have that much control over it.
Yeah.
I still think it's like her in charge, though. Like, I kind of wrote her as to be like kind of like the leader of the group.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No.
Like, if you want to be the leader, you can be the leader.
Right.
But I do think that, like, it's selfish in the fact, like, where I'm like, I don't care what you guys are doing. Like, this is what we're doing.
Right. And she has done that a couple times.
Yeah.
So, like, I get that. And then she's also like, I think it like when they're at the cabin, didn't she say something like, I'm going to
leave regardless,
if you come or not. Like that probably like, like made Mark realize like fuck,
Jay has
just do
reasons to go back too.
Right.
But he wasn't like,
but Mark doesn't. Mark has no family.
Well, I'm talking about like, that's fine if Mark is essentially tagging along.
Right.
But even Jay has someone to go back to. And he was like still thinking, okay, do we want to go drive through this? We don't know what's going on. Mm. And like Ava just didn't care.
Yeah.
So I just, I don't know. I just think she's selfish in that fact.
Well, I mean,
I love how strong she is. I think that's good. And there's not very many female characters who get asked, what do we do? Usually the females are asking, what do we do? So that's nice.
That's why I kind of wanted to write this one, because I wanted to have a female lead, and I wanted to kind of, like, I'll be honest, I don't know what women are thinking, and I got to write for a woman, and it's not really that much different than writing for a guy, though. I mean, it's just, like, who they are personally. Like,
yeah.
You know, so I wanted to write, like, a strong female lead, mainly because how I see this is, this show is probably going to go on to be about 6 seasons. I know you're like,
I know why you're looking at me like,
well, because I feel like you're going to be like, oh man, like I got to do 5 more seasons of this.
No.
Okay. I see it as being about 6 seasons, and it's just going to be like, you know, it's going to change from just, obviously in 6 seasons they're going to get to the West Coast before that. So there's going to be more coming
up. Yeah, maybe they shouldn't.
Maybe they should just never.
Okay.
Well, that's one of the things is when I was writing it, I didn't like plan too far ahead. Like I knew where I wanted to kind of end it, but like the first season. But then I realized like if an alien invasion was happening and all this chaos is going down,
they can't get very far.
They can't get very far because like I don't want them to already get to the West Coast in one season.
Yeah.
And not only that is there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, and that's like, why. Well,
like you were saying, like a polar bear, a smoke monster.
Yeah, definitely polar bear, smoke monster.
Probably some others.
The thing is, when they got to the hatch, I was just like, like, I got to wrap it up here. No, well, that's one of my biggest gripes about like shows. Like, I love Lost, and I know a lot of people love American Horror Story. But when you have a show as opposed to a movie, like a movie, you're telling a whole story in 2 hours. Whereas a show, you got to carry it on for multiple episodes. So you got to constantly add stuff to keep it interesting. And I think with something like this, I thought I was going to write End of All Hope and make it more dramatic and like slower and stuff. But then it ended up being more fast-paced and action-y throughout.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, it kind of makes sense because it's... this is like right when it's happening.
Yeah.
So this isn't like in a post-apocalyptic thing where you're like Last of Us or like The Road or something like that.
Yeah, where there's already a city built, a guy named Jesus with a tiger.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that stuff later.
Yeah, naturally. I mean,
and I think everything that you had was like I do think the military would quarantine people and things like that.
Yeah, especially like, and that was another thing is I wanted to add.
And people looting.
Right.
People loot for anything. But.
I just, it ended up being a lot. Yeah, no, I know. If there's a fire at my house, people are going to loot downtown no matter what.
Like, come on,
just,
come on.
No, I figured it would be a lot, like just, it ended up being a lot quicker. And like, it just, the way it wrapped up was just a fast paced kind of like action finale. And that's kind of, I was like, I'm okay with that. But then it does leave in kind of a cliffhanger with Jay not being there.
Not sure what happened.
You're not sure what happened. Yep,
this
so.
Could be the last time you ever hear me.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. He might be gone for good.
Unless you go back and listen from episode one again.
Yeah. Then you can listen to Jay as much as possible. Just keep going. Just keep going. Keep reliving those
just
experiences.
Smash that repeat button.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think season two, I think like as it goes on, it's going to get a little bit more slower and more dramatic, and then we'll learn more about the characters and stuff. But I think originally it's going to be like that first season, and even maybe like some of the second season, it's going to be fast paced because it's still that the first season takes place in like the span of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Whereas like I remember somebody commented on Twitter and said, you know, it feels like it's been years since they were at that convention. And I was like, well, it's only been 2 weeks. Maybe it feels like years because it has been 2 years since we released this whole season. So that's probably why.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think the show as a whole has gotten better.
I do too.
Like if you listen to the first episode and then listen to the last episode, I think it's a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better.
Yeah.
We were all very
the acting. Not even the acting, the editing, all of it is just And now I have, like, you know, Adam helps me edit, like, even just, like, the voices where you, like, cut the voices. Because everybody comes in. How we record people is just everybody records separately, which can sometimes lead to why it doesn't always feel like a smooth conversation. But we try our best.
That's why I'm starting to have you read the other people's lines.
Yeah, so I think it helps sometimes.
Put myself in that position.
And everybody tries to read, like, 2 or 3 times, like, the same line, giving in, like, different ways so it can kind of like pick the best take, match it up with the other takes. I mean, obviously, ideally, we would like to have everybody record at the same time, but it's just not possible with everyone's schedules. So, yeah. You know,
or the size of this room.
That's true. It's already like hot in here, and it's small. This studio that we record in is just a very small, a little bit bigger than a closet. So, you know,
if this is your average
walk-in closet,
then I want to live in your closet.
Listen, it's all right. It's like, what is it? Like,
I don't know, maybe a little bit bigger than a 8x4 with a,
I guess it's like an 8x4 room.
Sure.
Is it 4? Yeah.
No, there's no way it's 4 because that's what, feet?
Yeah.
No way this is only 4 feet.
All right. Maybe it's a little bit 8x6.
Sure. That sounds better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're all good Home Depers.
It's just very small. And we can't have the air on. There's no fan in here.
It makes it great.
Yeah. So it just makes it pretty hot in here. But, you know, we work with what we have. What else did I want to talk about before we, like, wrap up this bad
day? I want to know what movie Hope thinks this would sync up with. Well, let's throw this back to, like, 20 minutes ago.
Let's see.
I said Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, OG Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ivan Ooze, that Uh-Oh, We're in Trouble song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I don't remember that movie.
Oh, you're missing out. I got it on VHS still. You want me to bring it over?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Well, you're lost.
One, I don't have a VCR. War of the Worlds.
What one?
The remake with Tom Cruise or the old one with Gene Kelly?
Or
not Gene Kelly. The old one with, what's his name? Rod Taylor or something. I don't remember.
Both of them.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. There you go. Yeah.
Both of them.
Willy Wonka and the War of the Worlds.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there you go. No, honestly, that's what, when I like first wanted to write this script, was it was going to be, I wanted to write it as like a film, but then I was like, there's too many like alien
things
invasion movies, and like, and I want it to be like longer, and I wanted it to be like a whole story of them traveling across the country. But my idea of this was more along the lines of something like War of the Worlds, where it's like the sequel, not the sequel, the remake with Tom Cruise, where they're like spreading human blood and trying to like, I don't know what they were trying to do.
It made me think of,
like,
it because of the orb thing that was in that alien,
right?
That was like what they believe is
like
being controlled
weapon.
By like,
yeah,
someone of higher intelligence. So that's why I'm like, isn't that what War of the Worlds is?
No,
I haven't seen
but...
it. Like, wasn't there, like, weren't they like grabbing people and shit?
Yeah, I mean,
and
they had
using
the tripods.
Them for something?
They were using the people to, like, I think spray blood and like create like a new environment.
When did I come out? Like 2005 or something.
4.
Like, but yeah. Do you really know it's
2004?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But
I know.
I mean, I haven't seen it since 2004. But
no, maybe it was 2005. I don't remember. It was around
thinking.
There. Yeah.
I think
it might have been 2005.
Maybe.
All right. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
See, this is what we do.
I know. This is what we do every time we're. Let's see. Yeah, all right. What are we saying? 2004 or 2005?
You know what? I'm gonna say, oh god! I feel like this came out while I worked at that theater, but maybe I could be. You know what? I'm gonna go with 2004.
I think it's 2004. The original came out in 1953.
Cool.
But this one came out in 2005. Yeah,
yes.
She got it right.
I looked it up. No, I'm just kidding. I really did.
What? There was some other alien invasion movie that was out in IMAX that was like a remake of an old one that came out when I worked at
Day
the
Theater. Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That's
too.
What I was thinking of that came out later.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that one.
No, this one, like, I even thought of, like, when I was writing it, kind of the Resistance series, which is a video game, like, where there's different types of creatures. Most video games have, like, different types of creatures and stuff. And I kind of wanted to have that. I felt like people love zombies. And I didn't necessarily want like I didn't want to write a zombie story,
I think that's
but I
why
did.
This one's cool.
Yeah, I did add like a zombie element to it, but it's not like zombies. And then there's different creatures, and there's different reasons why they're there. And then you'll learn more about them as it goes on. So then that way I can build the story a little bit more, and add new things without it seeming like I'm just trying to throw shit in there. Like I actually set it up a little bit. Yeah.
Like the necromorphs from Dead Space.
There you go. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, they had they a bunch of different kinds. Yeah. Yeah. Bunch of different creatures.
And they humans would turn into monsters,
into the different things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I mean,
but
like
more of a
that was more of a like the thing type like monsters, but it was still like space and like you know.
And that was more like trapped in space though, not
right. Not
them,
like
not them invading. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, you know. I don't know. I think it worked out, and season two right now, I'm hoping to release it in January, but that's only like a month away, so I don't know if I'm going to do that.
So don't say you are.
Yeah, I won't say for sure. I'm hoping for a January release, because I've already written the first like 7 episodes, I think, and we already started recording for some of them. I won't say who, because we don't know who's coming back and stuff,
dun, dun, dun.
But we did start recording some of them, and then... worst comes to worst, it'll be February, but I'll aim for January. If I can get a few of the episodes edited before then. But like I said, Seven Land, we do a lot of different audio dramas. Like, if you look at our stuff, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/7lamb. That's SevenLamb. And we have all kinds of podcasts, which you guys voice characters in them, too. Paralyzed is a horror one. Cop Doctors and Chair of Swords are comedies.
I don't think I've ever done Cop Doctors.
You did.
Was
you were one
like
of the nurses.
Line?
Yeah, but I'm having you come
I was
back.
Always a nurse.
No, hold on.
Those episodes are only like 5 minutes long.
Yeah, they're really short. And you're going to be in the next one because I just wrote the next episode and the nurse comes back. So
that one nurse.
Yeah. So
that one person.
You'll be in that one. And then there's what was the other one that just released a new one called Story, which is a drama comedy and
The Walk.
That's part of Story. So it's The Walk, and there's one other one. No, maybe not. Oh, we are releasing a film noir comedy coming out in December. It'll start releasing. So you can check that out. That's actually a remake of a Shark Dropper production. But you know, it's a remake of a Shark Dropper production, but we're putting it under Seven Lamb. So you can check out all those. And then that's kind of why it took so long also before to release episodes, is because we had a lot of stuff. But now we actually have a schedule for pretty much everything. So you can just find every 2 weeks there should be an episode of something, except for Cop Doctors. That's only once a month just because it's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
It takes me a while to write an episode because it's so stupid. It really is. It's just a stupid comedy. But you can check those. And then hopefully we'll have a website up soon. By December, sometime in December, we're hoping to have 7lamb.com up.
So yeah, maybe that'll be a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Christmas
Merry
present.
Christmas,
or Hanukkah,
everybody.
Or Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays, guys.
Yeah. Whatever.
Happy holidays.
PC, for the PC.
Yeah.
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 No. And then, what else did I want to say? And then we're also on Patreon, and I'm going to upload some bloopers from End of All Hope. There's already a part one from the first 8 episodes of season one.
It's
there's some
just
bloopers.
Me cussing.
Yeah, it's probably
can
a lot of hope.
Put out a master cut called Bloopers of All Hope.
That's what I should.
And that's like super meta because it's just hope.
Okay. I do.
Now I'm
gonna
be like so. I'm like, delete it.
No, I want to do an episode or like something like on Patreon where it's just like the recording of Hope, like just the whole because
just yelling at you,
yeah.
Just reading a perfect line, but immediately, oh God damn it, Robert! Like,
well, that's
no way
that's
you can
true.
Cut it.
There's no heat. There's no air in here. It's hot.
She would do that all the time. She would record like a line, and it would be perfect. But right when the line finishes, she says something like,
what?
Oh, that's
what?
Not good. Or,
what
yeah.
did I do?
Yeah.
What now? Nothing. That was good.
I know. And I
do.
Just
I would try to fight it, mainly for the reason that I just don't want to record it again.
Right.
Especially if it's like the long-ass paragraph.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The voiceovers.
Break them up,
Hope.
You do so much better when you break them up.
Break them up.
Yeah. It helps out when you break up. Those voiceovers can be a doozy. I understand that.
A doozy.
Hey, I record the voiceovers for Paralyzed, and I write them, and I hate doing them, and I... You know, it's my fault.
And then what else do I try to make you I don't think Ava would say that. Let me say it this way.
She always like tries to correct. Like Ava wouldn't say that. Ava would say this. Why would she say, "Oh, roll down a grassy hill"? Ava's gonna say, "Roll down a grassy hill." She rolled
There's
down the hill.
Like I'm like, people don't say that.
I know. I'm trying to be descriptive too.
I know.
It's an audio only medium.
It's mainly for the reason that I do not want to say these words.
I mean, sometimes phrasing is a little odd.
It is. I understand.
Well,
my writing's
not
perfect.
That's not even a descriptive. No, I mean.
No, I know. I
sometimes we just change it on the fly.
Yeah,
but
now that
now that you got that iPad to read along, it's hard.
I know he's
do.
Called me out like three times. He's like, "That's not what it says." I'm like, "Shit."
Well, yeah. To be fair, go sometimes back. You do need called out on because I'm like, "No, that wasn't even the word
wasn't
is
even
the,"
close.
And you said. Plop. Yeah. What happened?
It could happen.
Well, it's like when Nick's recording for Mark. Sometimes he'll just like skip like two words, and like he'll just go into that. I'm like, dude, you didn't even say like this is like the main word of this sentence. And, like he's like, what am I doing? I didn't even see this word. I'm like, I
that's
don't
why
know.
You're killing him off.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mark's dead.
Yep.
No, just kidding. I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
You don't know. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell him.
Maybe. Yeah. I hope he dies off mic. In yeah. between seasons.
It just be like he's done.
Season two opens with Ava's voiceover ever since Mark died a few weeks back.
Cut to a year later. It'll be like that Fantastic Four movie where they just cut a year later and it's just like, that's it. Just wrap it up then and, you know, start from there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You can do it.
Yeah. But yeah, if you go to Patreon, which is patreon.com/7lamb, but that's the number 7 LAMB, you can find like a bunch of content on there. I'm debating about putting like some special episodes on there of End of All Hope. Not yet, probably after season two. But then, yeah, we're gonna have bloopers. The second part of the bloopers is gonna release probably within this week or next week. So you can check that out. Yeah.
All right.
Get some cool
stuff.
Did
you give the URL though, at least? Patreon.com/7lamb.
7lamb. But that's the number 7 LAMB. Everybody it gets confusing.
The number
all right?
7.
All right. Well, because like Blog Talk Radio, which is our main website right now until we get the website up, is SEVENLAMB, mm-hmm. blogtalkradio.com/7lamb. So, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
It gets
whatever.
Confusing, but yeah. So season two will be out soon. Anything else you guys want to mention? Or
I hope to see you guys again.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I'll probably see you two
again.
At some point, again, I'm sure.
At some point, but. Yeah, who knows for...
I mean, maybe not. Maybe
who's
I'll
your
go
favorite
out
character?
Whew. That's a tough one.
I hope you pick... There's not like a ton of characters.
I know, yeah. But there is a few.
Yeah, true. There are a few.
Yeah. I'm hoping with season two to kind of like build them up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's hard to say because everybody has things that I don't like about them.
I like that's the way you go. Like, everybody has something I like about them. Nope. Everybody has something I don't like about them.
I mean, I feel like if I said Jay, then that's just showing favoritism.
Right.
Ava is kind of a bitch. I can automatically rule Mark out.
Yeah. No Mark.
Yeah. Like no Mark.
Done. See, for me, like I think I like Ava, even though she's a bitch sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, she
shouldn't be hated for it. I just...
The flip-flopping drives me nuts. Yeah. But yeah. Until she... until you know, I didn't even really notice it until Mark called her out on it.
Yeah, that was in the finale, right?
Yeah.
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 Noticed pretty late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe because I read all her lines,
to be fair... I started listening to this when it started coming out in 2015 and then stopped.
Right.
Because it was taking so long.
Oh, yeah.
So I binged it after it was done. But I edited a lot
of the newer
in between.
Episodes.
Yeah. So that's probably why I didn't really pick up on it.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully when I release season two, they'll be releasing every 2 weeks and it won't be a long, you know, we'll get it out in a year, like all the episodes. Yeah. I don't know how long season two will be, but it'll be roughly around 16 episodes again. So
I hope we see, what's that character I like? Johnson.
Johnson. The one that like...
I love him.
My Spanish
friend.
Did you
say your little?
Yeah, my little Spanish friend.
That's nice. Great.
Well, he could be short.
That's
he
true.
Is. He's short.
He is.
He's.
I think he's funny. I like that character. Who plays him?
He's funny when he like, you don't know him, Jay. Marrone. His last name is Marron.
Marro.
And actually, his first name is Jai Lee or something like that, but everyone calls him Jay. But,
you know, because us dumb Americans.
Yeah. We can't pronounce that shit. It's hard to even. Yeah, it's
water
even hard
that
to
shit down.
Well, if you take the little accent mark off of his last name, it's moron. So you have to add it on there or you're calling him a name.
Mm-hmm. That's mean.
Yeah.
But again, dumb Americans.
Yeah. He's a character I want to see more of.
That reminds
just for his insults.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? It's an old commercial, and I don't remember what it was for, but someone was in for like a job interview or something like that, and he kept calling the boss Mr. Dumbass or something like that, and it was Mr. Dumas.
I remember that one.
Yeah. People have those names.
Yeah.
People do.
See, my name.
But to be fair, they shouldn't be offended by it.
No, I know. Something you got to get used to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my last name's not really Lamb. It's Lam, but people call me Lamb, so I just kind of got used to it.
I don't believe a single thing you said.
It could be accurate. You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
It probably is.
That's why I put, you know why I put the M in my the middle name, initial or whatever, Robert M. Lamb? I do it to annoy Hope, but also because, like, it's just something I've always done. Like with all my professional stuff, because there used to be another Robert Lamb that went to school with me.
And then you killed him.
Really?
And then I had to kill him because he just, I didn't want competition.
No,
I didn't want competition. No, he used to get all my grades. They almost held me back because they thought that I was that Robert Lamb. And then they're like, no, this is, and they had the wrong social security number on like my stuff. Like it was just weird. And I was like, this sucks. And then I would get his doctor bills and everything in the mail too. It was odd.
The hell?
Yeah. Maybe he was breaking into all these places and changing the records.
That's true. I did get better grades than him.
His,
not
like,
to brag.
Doctors.
Yeah,
got his. That's weird. Like they don't.
Well,
just, like,
no,
find
we went
a
to
name.
The same. We had the same doctor and the same dentist too. And
oh,
we would
this.
Get the same.
This.
No, for real. This is accurate.
He was
not anymore. Not anymore. But before he was playing me.
Is
he was just trying
like,
to
listen,
be me. He
listen.
Was trying to be me.
I think Robert made up a person.
Oh,
I think
sure.
We should go.
It's my. Dark. It's my. It's
do
my,
some research on this.
Yeah.
Listen,
this
I assume that this
room is
he's
going to
exist since once he turned 18. He disappeared.
Yeah. I'm doing an American Psycho Christian Bale type thing right now where I'm just making it all up in my head.
Yeah. I'm gonna be walking to my bathroom or something one day and look over and just see the other Robert Lamb standing out on my
which
second
is just
floor
me
porch.
With a mustache.
Yeah.
Even though I have a mustache.
A fake mustache.
Yeah. Well, a fake mustache over my mustache.
God.
And googly eyes.
And googly eyes.
You'll never know it's me.
See, this is what happens like when we record. We talk about like shit that
I know,
doesn't
I know.
Make any sense.
Well, I figured that was going to be kind of what this episode was. But we did talk about some of the behind the scenes stuff. And
it was good.
You know, it's all good. Yeah. So, you know,
to
season
fair, the
two.
The production on this was a long one. So a lot of it's kind of fuzzy.
It's yeah. I don't remember a lot.
I remember the editing I did more than I thought, actually, because as I was listening through the episodes, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember what I had to do to cut this line together.
Editing voiceovers is really shitty, too, right? Editing voice, like the voiceover part.
Is this just a shot at Hope right now?
It kind of, but it's also just like the worst.
I believe you.
I will say that one of the episodes that me and Hope recorded for recently was like a 15-minute episode, 15 pages, and it ended up being 45 minutes long.
Oh, I believe
recording.
It. The discrepancy when I would download.
Sorry. Whatever, I don't care.
When I would download the individual tracks to cut the lines, the discrepancy in how long Hope's bar was compared to everyone else's was ridiculous.
And just think of like, that's just recording.
No, I know.
Think about when you don't record
that's true.
Or beforehand.
Yeah.
There are so many times where a new line is starting and I'll have to go like 4 minutes into where I last cut because it's Hope just yelling.
Now I'm gonna be so conscious of it. I'm like, all right, don't do it.
No, it's good. I kept it rolling. That was my big
sometimes
thing.
Sometimes I say hi. Do you hear when I say hi?
No.
I think I did that for Amber once. You were like, Amber's recording. I'm like, oh, hey, Amber.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll start leaving. I'll be like, hey, Adam.
That's why I started. I record like the whole session now because there's just so much good blooper stuff. Mm-hmm. I was
so
like,
much good shit.
Yeah.
Am I the worst?
No, honestly, no.
You always say that, but I think I am. Who's the worst? Say it right now.
The worst to record?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to
say it right
that.
Now. Yeah, say it right now.
No, I don't really know. No one's like, I don't dread recording anybody. I do now dread
you can
recording
tell us
people.
Off,
no, I don't like recording people anymore. It's kind of like sitting here listening to you guys say the same three lines and then like,
oh no, I
no,
feel
say
you.
It this way.
I've been advocating a human free world for a while now.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, it's rough. People are the worst. No,
robot overlords for the win.
Definitely. No, I just, now that I've recorded people for so many different podcasts, I've gotten to the point where like even when like takes are bad and I'm like, editing them, like, they're not, like, as bad to me as they used to be. I'm just like, it's good enough.
That's fine.
Not to say that I'm, like, settling for this stuff, because usually I do have people come back and record certain lines.
Well, for me, you're
lines,
probably like, that's as good as it's going
to
get.
Yeah, well, sometimes. certain people, I'm like, yeah, that's good enough. Yeah.
I think you said that last time when I had to come and do reshoots, you're like, that's fine.
Yeah, well.
I don't really think you're that bad.
I don't think so.
Just... Except when
I need
you do have a good line and then immediately start talking after it and
like,
it just
shit.
Ruins it.
Yeah.
That's the only real
And sometimes
complaint.
I make up if I hear something. Like, I'm like, oh, did you hear that?
But she's not the only one who does that. There's like a lot of other people. I think Jenny would do that too. Like, she would say the line and then like immediately start talking like right after the line. I'm like, wait, give it like just a hair of a second. Like,
just wait.
Just a smidge so I can cut it.
Yeah.
Because when it's like right next
to
each other,
counting
it's rough.
To five. Okay. Now,
yeah, or like the worst part is like cutting out people's like when they're like breathing in about to like say a line or like breathing.
I've noticed a lot of that is kind of unavoidable.
Some of
because
it is.
It's from editing and then going from editing back to recording stuff. I've kind of tried to be more self-conscious of that, but I think it just happens. Like when like someone just opens their mouth and it'll make like a. Sound or something.
Yeah.
I hope that wasn't too loud in anybody's ears. I tried to back up for
good.
That.
You're good. I didn't register
that. I
don't
want to kill
loud.
Anybody listening to this.
Yeah, like the clicks and stuff of people's like the mouth noises.
Yeah.
I usually can still edit them out. It's not too bad, but some people do like breathe heavier, like even like it almost seems like they're breathing like over like they're talking and stuff, and that's kind of like weird sometimes.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Do I do that?
No.
Do I breathe really loud?
No. No, you're not.
I never thought about that like the way you start a conversation.
Like for me, I think like most people also don't notice it when they're listening to the podcast because it's just like normal stuff. But for me, because I've been editing it for so long, I notice it.
A lot got hidden under effects and things like that too. In music.
And I do that on purpose. I do that on purpose sometimes when like sometimes for some reason the room ambience will be a little bit louder because I have to, because some people have like a softer voice or a louder voice and I have to kind of, you know, bring up the volume or drop it, and then you'll get more of the room ambience. And sometimes it'll kind of be like too much. So now I've learned that if I just put a music track behind it, you can't even hear
You're good.
It.
Well, I've also noticed that some lines where I was listening, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that line. And I remember that being the best choice and it's still not being that great, but it sounds fine with music or whatever underneath it.
Like, yeah, sometimes music or sound effects, like you can add a sound effect of them like catching a backpack or something like that or unzipping something, and it like kind of, it makes the scene a little bit more like, it doesn't, I don't know, just like when they're saying their lines, it kind of like helps that line, like it helps the acting and stuff. So I've learned that as I've been editing. That's why I also think the editing or like the episodes have gotten better because I've been adding. I also think just music in general, even behind scenes where it's just dialogue, I think it kind of adds a lot to the scene, like to give it kind of a feeling and stuff.
Yeah, and there like, was a lot of really wherever you got the music from.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah,
a lot
actually
of it really fit really really well.
There's a I'll shout out to this guy on Incompetech is his website incompetech.com and his name is Kevin McLeod and he does like
good name.
Yeah. I think so.
Good name.
Yeah.
I do.
It's a good name. So he has a lot of music, all types, like everything, like even jazz, which I'm putting a lot of the jazz music into the new film noir we're doing. And even like horror music for Paralyzed and then End of All Hope. I found like a lot of cool kind of like End of All Hope's a little weird. Like I don't want like sci-fi futuristic music, but then I also don't want horror music all the time. Like I'll do some kind of like I'll try to find out a good balance. Yeah. So he has a lot of music on there.
There's this one. It was just like this really kind of industrial type.
Wait, which? All right. Was it for the finale?
I don't remember. I mean, I listened to the entire series in the last 2 days.
Okay.
So it's all one long series to me right now.
All right. So
I could be fresh for this. But it was definitely towards the end. I don't remember if it was in the finale, but it was definitely in one of the last, let's say, 5 episodes.
It's got to be. Okay.
But I also kind of want to say it might have been at the hotel, but I think that might have just been like a really cool guitar track that you used at the hotel.
Was it during a chase scene?
It was Yeah, I think it was when the aliens. But see, I might be thinking of the guitar track too, because there were two that really stood out for me. Where I was like, "Oh man, these are really awesome." And I know one of them was at that when they were like when the aliens were coming to the hotel.
Okay, I'd have to go back. I want to.
But then there was another one that was towards the end, like when they were in the like the military camp as well. But it could have been in the finale.
Because I will say that. The Incompetech guy, I've used a lot of his music throughout, and his stuff is all royalty free, even for podcasts. I made sure, yes. And I printed out the page just in case he ever takes that off and was like, "No more podcasts."
You would never
At
do
least
that.
I could do. You don't know him.
Yeah. I know.
You
his
know
name
Kevin McCloud.
His name Kevin. Yeah.
But how Kevin do we McCloud. Know his real last name is McCloud? Maybe he's That's a big true. Star Fox fan.
Yeah, maybe. Although I think he spells it differently than Fox McCloud.
Okay. That's okay, though.
Because I think he actually spells it McCloud, like Mick Cloud Fox, but then he spells it M-C, or...
No think. Little C?
L, yeah, M, yeah, M little C, C-L-E-O-D. Isn't that like a... I don't know. I don't even want to
I want to say,
like
I think that's how... I think that's,
Is that how
that's
Fox McCloud
is? Yeah, yeah,
is
I think so.
It might
I don't
be.
Know. We're gonna look this up. Not that this needs to be on the podcast at all.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. Let's find out.
It's called
Maybe
while you do that,
stretching.
I'm gonna take a picture of us recording.
Yeah, do that for me Googling. That way, everybody will know exactly what's going on here. Or
I can't fit everybody into
or
it.
This could have been when we were looking up. I can't really move out from
is
behind
this
the mic
like
without it.
Space?
Yeah, it is. And I was gonna move, but then I realized I'd probably have to quit talking.
Like I don't
your
know.
Face,
I don't
what
know
was your face
works.
In that?
I like how we just pause, like stop
yeah.
talking to take a picture.
Gotcha.
That worked.
I had to
well,
say,
we
no,
didn't all fit.
Fox McCloud is M little C C L O U D. So
L-O-U-D.
It's spelled different.
Yeah, so
it's McCloud. Spelled different.
Dang it, that didn't work. Okay, whatever. We'll do it after. But yeah. So, shoot, where was it? Oh, but I did also have two other guys that I actually know who. Well, one
don't
of them.
Brag.
I
don't brag.
I know two guys, people. Okay, I don't want to brag, but
and
I have
five girls.
I have at least two friends. Okay, and I know at least five girls. No,
but they can't be your friends, right?
No, girls can't be your friends.
No,
there's just that. It's the tension. It's the tension.
You might end up jacking off in a plant in front of them.
That's true. That's true.
Don't
That's
do
a little
that.
Topical.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah,
news related.
Yes, we'll cut this out next year. So
yeah, because then people won't understand that reference.
It'll take too much work. You'll have to Google 2017.
It'll be
a whole thing.
2017, am I right? Okay. Anyways, but there's another friend of mine. He provided some music, so I don't know if it's maybe one of his tracks that I put into like the last. Some of his music I used in Paralyzed and End of All Hope. It's more like the creepier stuff. And then another guy, which I'm gonna plug his stuff too. Elderich, I hope I pronounced this right. Elderich T'Challa is his name.
Good
and
name, too.
He lives in.
Say the last name again.
T'Challa. It's like T apostrophe Challa.
I wonder if he's like the Black Panther.
Kind of, isn't that
oh,
like that? I don't
yeah.
know if that's like. I think it's his real name. I don't know. He's going to be listening to this, so I'm sorry if I'm butchering
he's
your
like,
name. But,
God damn it.
But yeah. I think, I mean, if.
It might be, yeah, I don't know.
If it's spelled the way you're pronouncing, that's like the...
Yeah, I think
cool.
it is, right?
Or that's... maybe he's a fan and he took that name for his last name.
I mean,
it's
that...
a stage name, like Robert M. Lamb.
It might be. That's not a stage name.
It's not a stage name, it's my name. Prove
his,
it.
His, like, I don't want to say company,
and
but he
social?
Goes... What? Yeah, no, it's going to be 555.
Okay.
555. 5556.
Six.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's my social security, right. Not Eldridge T'Challa's.
Okay. just capital.
But he lives in Atlanta, and he, or not Atlanta, he lives in Georgia, and he, which isn't in Atlanta, but I know, I just realized I said
that. I hate
that,
to tell but you,
not,
but
I didn't mean to say it that way. I just
Georgia is not in Atlanta. Atlanta is in Georgia.
I know that.
Fun
I just
fact.
Meant, I just meant
in case
that.
You didn't know.
He doesn't live in Atlanta. I met, that was another friend I was thinking of. Anyways, Jesus Christ.
How many friends do you have?
Over
you
two. We just
two.
Talked about that.
No, so you're a liar.
So you're no
guys,
liar.
You guys are making me sweat right now. Or maybe it's the studio. I don't know.
It's probably both.
Stop putting me under the spotlight. No, but he does a lot of cool industrial type music. So I thought maybe it's his because he gave me some tracks. most of them he gave me because he loved Paralyzed so much. He didn't listen to End of All Hope until
now.
And he listened to it and he's like, oh, I got some tracks for you for the finale. And I only used his music for the finale. And it was more, there's like one military track that he gave me. It was like military-ish and then another kind of industrial scary part. So I put those in there. And then I'm going to put a lot of his music into Paralyzed. And he's making music specifically for these podcasts. And he's like, yeah.
That's cool.
Help you out. And
now I want to go back and listen to the music because I don't think I ever noticed that.
Really? You didn't know this music? Thanks.
Sorry.
It's a lot of work. Good
job, Hope.
Sorry. Good job. I'll go back and listen.
All right. Anyways, I guess that's it. We talked at length. We're almost at an hour.
Yeah.
And not all of it was about End of All Hope, but I mean, that's okay.
You can definitely say we talked 20%. At length.
We definitely talked at length. sadly, yeah, Nick, who plays Mark, couldn't be here. Jenny, who plays Serena. But maybe next time.
Mm-hmm. If they survive.
Well, we already know
they might be dead.
Serena's pretty much dead.
Well,
that's true.
Spoiler alert. That's true. For the second time.
Could be.
So she might not be back for the
maybe
season 2 recap.
Maybe that's a spoiler alert that she's coming back.
That's true. As a monster.
Yeah. And then
that'd
her
be cool. Just like her and her brother could hug. Just
walk
around holding hands, slitting throats.
Do a whole like warm bodies type romantic story.
Or their brother and sister. So
I don't mean like a romantic, like, are they going to do it?
What do you mean by romantic?
Oh, maybe monster brother and alien could hook up. You don't
know.
That's true. We don't know.
They probably don't have like birth defects if they do it.
No, probably not.
They probably don't have birth if they do it.
Wait, I have a question before we go.
What is this show? Where do we go?
Sure. I just don't know how to end this.
Where
so, Adam, go ahead.
So, Trish, that was Laurie and Trish. Trish
Laurie
was
and
the
Trish.
Other girls. I can only ever
Jesus,
really
this
remember.
Keeps cracking.
Laurie's.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, it was me that time,
oh,
I think.
Okay. So, they just showed up randomly?
Yeah, so.
Because I know Jay at
Jay
one point
friends.
Was like, I talked to some lady over there.
He did mention them first, yeah.
Okay, so that was them?
That was them.
And they were questioning something. They were questioning the sheriff? They were questioning the sheriff? Yeah. Wasn't that how like you introduced them?
No. That wasn't her.
That
was a different person.
They just showed up randomly. Just all of a sudden at the beginning of one episode.
Yeah, she kind of mentions them like that. We start talking to these other two people or whatever. They're... the thing with them was I was actually going to make them main characters and actually have them carry over into season 2.
Gotcha.
Now, I don't want to spoil, so I won't say if they are or not, but that was the initial thought, was I wanted to add like a couple more because I was thinking about kind of like splitting up the group at one point, but then now, like, but as I wrote, it kind of changed things.
Walking Dead season 2, right?
Well, yeah. I mean...
Well, wait. They didn't split up there.
No, not yet.
Yeah,
season
that's just
3,
when,
right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Season 2 was the barn.
Season 2 was where nothing happened for 16
And season
episodes.
3 is when I stopped watching.
Yeah.
But, no, I... The thing is, when you watch TV shows, a lot of times there's an A, B, and C story, or at least an A and B story.
Yeah.
So you're cutting back and forth. So my whole thing was, with season 1 of End of All Hope... Ava, Mark, and Jay were always together. And when Ava did split up from the group, we still followed Ava. We didn't follow Jay and Mark too often.
Jay and Mark doing.
Then when I introduced Laurie and Trisha, like I kind of had, there's a couple scenes where it was just them and not Ava, especially like near the end. And I was kind of just testing that out to see how it would be without Ava in the scene. So that way, come season 2, if I wanted to start splitting up the groups and start doing the A, B, and C story, it would help writing-wise because then you're not stuck with one character. And sometimes I'm always like trying to like scramble like, okay, well, what would Ava do next? But at least this way I can kind of break up the different stories. And that was kind of the initial, this is why I'm adding them. It was kind of out of the blue, but that's why I did have Jay actually mention them too, like before they actually got shown.
Right.
There's like a mention of them.
Yeah,
or something.
I just wasn't sure because I remember them from editing. But since I was listening while I was at work, all of a sudden they just started talking, and I was like, "Oh yeah, wait,
there's
did they ever get mentioned before?" And then I was like, "Was it Jay being like, we talked to some woman over there?"
Mm-hmm. That was the person that he was
because
talking
they never said
to.
A name, and it seemed like that was like 2 or 3 episodes or like an episode or two before
it was.
Laurie and Trish actually showed up, and then just all of a sudden Amy started talking, who played Laurie,
right?
Who did not care about Jay. Yeah, well, he's dead. Go. Yeah, go. Yeah. He's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
So I was like, geez.
She just started talking and it caught me off guard. And I was like, did I miss something? Like,
well,
was
Ava
I...
should have led in with, because there's like a whole recap part of one episode where I kind of wanted to fast forward a couple days. Like, it was, they're still there. They're still trapped. And Ava is doing kind of like research, pretending to be this girl, this doctor that she's not. And I wanted to kind of flash forward a little bit. So that's why I didn't have them like get introduced per se. I just had it like they're already part of the group like two or three years later. But there should have been like a part where Ava, I don't remember because I didn't listen to the episodes recently. But there was a part where she like kind of recaps the last like two or three days. And then she mentions we met these two girls, Lori and Trish.
Are you sure you put that in there? Because I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure,
that.
But I'd have to listen to it again.
Yeah, I think you cut that.
I mean, maybe. But I thought I added like that little voiceover thing before. It was like in the beginning of the episode or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe I'll go back and see that part then.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because I was at work.
Not paying attention.
Well, I did. Towards the end, I started remembering how much like... or remembering things from editing.
Right.
And I was like, man, I didn't realize I absorbed it this much. Like,
yeah.
Beyond listening for stuff that fit together. And
yeah.
So I did tune out a little bit towards the end.
Yeah. So
because I already had the experience.
To listen
like,
to
of,
it. Yeah.
I had already kind of listened. But
yeah.
And, so maybe I missed that line.
They might show up for season two. They might not.
Maybe not.
Again,
maybe they
who knows?
Die too.
Yeah. Maybe everybody dies. Maybe it's just all new characters.
Can you ask Amy to chill a little bit?
I know she was.
Dude, what did
panicking.
I say? What did I say?
She was very panicky.
I said, "Listen, let me just say that I love Amy, but holy shit, like, calm down.
Yeah. Everything was a thing."
Love you, Amy. Sorry.
No, I agree with it. It's funny because like when I recorded her, that's kind of how I wanted the character to be, like panicky.
Yeah.
But then when I realized you don't notice when you piece it together with all the other characters. Like sometimes somebody
like we're all talking like this, and Amy's like, "Jay's dead. Yeah. He's dead."
Well, that's why I had a lot of people come back to re-record parts of the finale, mainly to match her. Which, in hindsight, it worked out because like I wanted it to be amped up, but I couldn't have her re-record any lines because she was in China. So I was like, I want to get this episode out.
I feel like she's always in China.
Well, she's always somewhere. But
I feel like 2 months ago she was in China again.
She travels. But yeah, anyways, so I had people come in and try to like match her enthusiasm for some of it.
Yeah.
She's in a lot of shows too. She does a lot of voices and
of
stuff.
Shows.
So she's yeah.
She can change her voice. I can't change my voice.
Yeah,
I've tried.
You play the same.
I try.
Yeah, I've heard some of your accents.
Don't. It's so bad. I try so bad.
Can you do a Valley Girl cut of anytime?
God,
she's like,
true.
I feel like I want to do this like a Valley Girl.
And you know what? I'm doing the bloopers right now, and I didn't find a Valley Girl. I need to go back and see if I can find a Valley Girl.
Look in some of the later episodes.
Yeah, she does. And she did a Country Girl, but I think that was for
I think
a
I remember
that.
One too.
Okay, yeah.
Just maybe not good, but I can do it.
Well, yeah.
Who's
that one guy who can always change his voices? I don't think I know him.
Jack.
Was that him?
He plays Ambridge.
Amber,
I almost invited him to this, but then I figured we were going to have five people, and I was like, that's going to be too many people in that
room. And then
room.
Two people were
and
like,
and then two people dropped out, so he could have came. But it's still kind of hot in this room with just three. So
don't kill him off then.
Wow. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or maybe kill them all.
Yeah.
Kill them
all. Just me.
Yeah.
Just Ava.
Yeah. Ava. Walking down
Ava.
The street.
I say make seasons 3 through 6 just aliens wandering around shrieking.
Yeah.
Nothing but sound effects.
No
for
dialogue.
Six
no nothing.
Just shrieks.
Explosions.
Yeah.
Weird,
we'll do
weird
it from
squishing
the,
noises.
Maybe I'll do that for Patreon. Just have like a from the aliens perspective.
Yeah.
The aliens you just hear people screaming in the distance, and he just runs over, kills them, and then goes to the next one. That'd be kind of cool.
Tell us about a character that's going to be in season 2, but we don't know yet.
A character.
Don't say their name or
no.
Yeah, give us their name and complete character arc for the season.
No, but I will say they are going to run into some crazy characters. That's what I'm going to say. That's all I'll say.
Like cannibals?
Okay. Who knows?
Cannibals.
They're going to run into some interesting characters.
Let me quit drawing Walking Dead.
I'm just letting you know. Right? I know Ava. She doesn't eat people. Don't make that happen.
Yet.
Ava's not going to be a cannibal.
Yet.
Yet.
Don't. No, she won't. I know her.
Oh, the
I hope the series ends with Ava having to eat Scott.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say really quick.
And no crying.
Before we go, Scott.
I hate him.
You too.
Oh my God.
Jeez, I play Scott.
I think
you know what?
You play Scott.
Scott is kind of the worst.
Yeah, he's not that great.
He seems like he just okay, babe, whatever.
He's kind of a cool, laid back.
Hey, babe,
like,
what's up?
He loves her. He loves her.
Well, Does he?
Yeah.
Because
he stopped answering his phone.
Okay, it's an apocalypse.
But it hadn't hit in California yet. What was he doing?
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
That's true.
To be fair.
I feel like
it didn't at the time when he answered the phone, but then when he didn't answer, you don't know. At that point,
we'll see.
But is he alive? Is he not?
I hope not.
Do you want me to guess?
I hope not. Yeah.
I hope he's dead too.
Yeah. I don't like him.
Guys. I hope he dies off. Like, and she's like, she finds out.
Like off screen,
like a telegram.
I hope like someone like just telegram. Like they just happen to run into a place with some internet connection, and she just gets a random tweet. Oh, he's, Scott's
he's,
dead.
He's in
Scott's
the obituaries dead. Of
and
like the local paper.
The phone over her
or have her just give up and not even care anymore.
Yeah,
and then she comes across him. And she's like, "Oh, I remember you."
I think that'll happen once her and Mark bang.
If
I don't think
they bang,
will. I don't think they will.
There's definitely
now
some
that
tension
I feel like
there.
I say it, you're like fuck hope. I'm gonna fucking bake
yeah. Now that you're now that you both hate Scott so much, you know what? Scott's a mainstay. Scott's gonna be
so.
Like the main character
Scott,
of season
Jay
two.
And Ava.
I
they're
hope
besties.
So. I hope you do that.
just write it just from
just
Scott's
inspired.
Point of view.
And I
no
hope,
more Ava.
I hope it's all via phone too.
Yeah, it's just gonna be all over the phone.
Yeah, it's just all FaceTime.
Just remember, Ava, you got this.
But I wanted to break up a lot because it's an apocalypse, and obviously service isn't great.
It's still there, like, but it's not great.
But
that'll be.
Can you hear me now?
All of season two.
I hope so.
Yeah, and then season three.
So stay tuned.
Season three will be a creature, and then season four will be
space. Yeah. Just space.
Yeah, they'll go to space.
Yeah. Well, I was just hoping it could
be
a weird vacuum noise.
Okay,
well, I guess there's 16 no episodes. I guess if Alien taught us anything, it's no one can hear you scream, so
yeah, you can't hear anything.
Yeah, just silence. Let's just put out 16 episodes of silence.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got it.
Just make sure it's longer than 1 minute or Yoko Ono might sue you or whoever owns the Beatles catalog at this point.
Does she own silence?
Well, John Lennon has a song called 1 minute of silence.
Oh, okay.
One
well,
minute
that's
of silence.
Yeah.
I thought
she owned like actual silence though too, because that would be she would capitalize on that shit. You know what I mean? She would be raking in the dough.
Well, I don't know.
Well, not in big cities.
Have you ever heard her albums?
Yeah. I mean, not on purpose.
She would not be about silence.
No.
She wants to make weird squeaky noises.
Yeah. I hear she's a great person.
Sure.
Anyways, all right. So let's wrap up.
When she broke up the Beatles?
Yeah.
Did Paul McCartney tell you that?
No, Lennon.
Oh, okay.
He was outside of the Dakota. He said,
I was
going to
say, where are you going with this?
Anyways, let's wrap up there. Yeah, you can check out all of our other podcasts on blogtalkradio.com/7lamb. That's SevenLamb. We got six other audio dramas. Five right now. We're going to have a sixth in December. So you can check out those. Season two, hopefully January. But if not January, definitely February. I'm really hoping for January. I'll try to push and get a couple of episodes edited,
we'll
get ahead
it.
Of time. Yeah, well, we'll see.
Well.
As long as these guys come in to record or not, maybe they're dead.
I
Who
always
knows?
Come in.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I always come in.
Yeah. But yeah, you can also go to patreon.com.
Not to say nothing, but I haven't gotten a text in a few weeks. So
that's true. So who knows if Jay's even coming back?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Speculate.
We don't know.
Yeah. Speculate.
That's all you got to do. So patreon.com/7lamb. That's the number 7, L-A-M-B. You can find bonus content on there for all of our podcasts, including scripts and bloopers and hopefully some extra bonus episodes soon. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at 7lambpodcasts. That's SevenLambPodcasts@gmail.com. And we'll answer anything or tweet at us. Instagram, we're on all of it at 7lamb podcast. Facebook.
At us.
Is it S E V E N?
No, it's 7. I know.
The number
I gotta get,
7.
Like, I just got to get them all on the same page. Yeah. The number 7 LAMB podcast. Although technically I do have an email, 7lamb podcast. I got both. So
let's not mix this up.
I don't care.
I just wanted to clarify for the social media.
Yeah, but it's going to be confusing regardless. But if you go, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook are all 7lamb podcast, the number 7lamb podcast. And just email us if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for myself, Adam, and Hope, thanks for joining us for the End of All Hope. Recap.
Hope you liked it.
Oh, I get it. I see what you did.
Hope.
And hope you stay tuned for season two. That's it. Take it easy, guys.
Hope.
Easy enough. Hope.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.